In the 90-page report, the dozen team members are offering 55 recommendations as part of cobbling together a united strategic plan in 11 areas, such as public safety, finance and budget, education, the environment, and transparency. During the mayor's weekly news conference, Chairman Quint Studer said the findings are based on three criteria: mission, vision, and values.
If you take this report then and look at retribution, that's not what this is about. This is about getting feedback. Just like a football or team would look at their feedback, say, okay, what can we learn from this? And now can we provide people the skills to be successful?
Addressing one of the areas in the report, Studer said a major need for the city of Pensacola now and in the future will be funding.
You know, you either increase revenue or reduce expenses. Now, we've been very fortunate, if you read the report, that our assessed property value is going up. We have investment coming in. But we still got to figure out at times how to access government money, government funds for various things.
It's all about learning something new, says Studer, putting in the time to get up to speed and then to putting that into practice. Also dealing with changes in the future.
Because I've always done it this way. Think of yourself when your company gets a new software system, how difficult that is. Think it's a period of transition. I think our report will keep Mayor Robinson busy for the first term. I don't think this is any short-term thing at all.
Nothing in the report is expected to be implemented overnight, especially when the transition also involves new faces at City Hall. So Studer encourages residents to have some patience.
Mission, vision, and values take a while because you want all the employees to weigh in on it. That takes 3 to 4 months to get through that. Then a strategic plan takes some time. Adjusting the structure takes some time. Making sure you're right, measurement takes some time. Even if you started training skill development right now, people can only take so much.
There's no doubt that there's certainly some changes we had to get. We had to feel like everybody was in the same boat and we're all going the same direction.
Mayor Grover Robinson added that priority one is having leadership that's on the same page of the hymnal. Replacing the old ways of doing business with new methods is what he calls being consciously incompetent.
The part is to realize that we will eventually get competency as we move forward. The goal is to eventually get to us where we're unconsciously competent. If we do it and we do the right thing without even having to think about it, that's what we want to be doing. Even the mayor himself can't get set on the path until he gets conscious of the fact that he's incompetent, and that's okay.
Robinson credits City Administrator Chris Holly with helping set up the new standard for city workers through a simple message.
We understand this is different. This may be a little bit challenging, but all we want from you is 100% commitment. I don't expect 100% perfect. I just want 100% perfect effort. If we get perfect effort, we'll eventually get to where we perform at the right level.
Release of the transition team's findings, says Chairman Quint Studer, is just the beginning of the overall process. The ball is now in the city's court.
I think also Mayor Robinson, you know, at city council meetings, will keep people up to date. And I have great confidence in the media that you'll keep this report in front of you and sort of check the boxes where progress is being made.
One of the proposed actions moving forward is an engagement survey with all city staff, budgeted and implemented on a yearly basis. Another is to repair the working relationship between the mayor's office and city council, which was often contentious in the previous administration. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.